Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord, praise God, and the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my wonderful companion, Missionary Velvet Holmes. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, automobiles, place confinement, wherever you might be, to bring to you the love of God, to let you know sweet Jesus is concerned about you. He wants to make a change in your life, to make your future brighter than your past. The Lord has blessed Missionary Velvet, Minister Velvet, and myself with a powerful Holy Ghost field ministry to go into the jails and prisons to preach Jesus to those that's behind prison bars. Praise the Lord. We have had some wonderful services in time past in our visits at certain facilities. And we are here on radio, like we always do, to bring this powerful gospel to all of you. That's amen, that's incarcerated, as well as those of you in the free world, to let you know what Jesus can do.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. On today, we're going to do a teaching series talking about the kingdom of God. So call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into today's broadcast for this beginning of these teachings from amen, about the kingdom of God. At the close of the broadcast, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith, because today could be your day for deliverance. My beautiful companion, Minister Velvet, is here to read the Word of God. The kingdom of God is the power of God, and that's what people need to be exposed to, the power of God, because it takes the power of God to be able to make it through this life, with so much evil out here in our world today. Amen. It's so sad when folk commit these crimes of violence. And I'm telling you, you take a life, that's someone's loved one, someone's child, someone's daughter, someone's son. Once you take that life, you can't bring it back. And I'm telling you, it's sad when folk commit murder, homicides. I'm telling you. And I mean, people beat people mercifully. I'm telling you. Severely injure a person. I'm telling you, it's sad when people do these things. Some people call them monsters. And what do you think you do with monsters? Put them in a cage. Because there are people are hurting. They're hurting. When you lose a loved one to some vicious act, they're hurting. Jesus come to deliver you from that life of violence, so you don't have to be caught up in Satan's trap. Jesus come to give you hope, to let you know you can turn your life around. And to those you that's incarcerated, Jesus come to give you hope that you can turn your life around. You don't have to live that life in violence. You don't have to live your life selling drugs. You don't have to live your life being hooked to alcohol. But Jesus will deliver you from that old life and make you a brand new person, living your life as a productive person in society. Because no matter how many people you lock up in a jail or a prison, Satan is still going to get in somebody else to do some other evil thing. Certain things we use as deterrents to try to cause people to slow down and stop and don't go down that road. But sometimes these things that supposed to be deterrents, people don't look at them as deterrents. You have some people teaching kids that going to jail and prison is like a vacation. And they look at jail and prison like vacations. Because, amen, people don't fear authority like they should. They disrespect authority. But I want to let you know, Jesus is the best rehabilitation you can receive when he come in and change your life. Forgive you of your sins and make your life brand new. It takes the power of God, the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
And that's why, amen, I'm a Jesus man. I promote Jesus because Jesus wonderfully changed my life and been a civilian.
Yes.
And I'm telling you, the Lord can really change your life. The best rehabilitation to get you off of drugs and alcohol, to get that, amen, evil out your heart and make you a brand new person in society.
Yes.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Right there, that's good for introduction. We're going to get ready to go into the Word of God. Praise God. Amen. We're going to make a start in the Gospel according to St. Matthew.
Amen.
The 6th chapter and verse number 33. Let's see what that the Bible said, what Jesus said in the Gospel according to St. Matthew 6 and 33, Missionary Minister of Elvin.
But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you.
Now that's what Jesus said. He said,
amen.
But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So many times people look at these natural things they want to have. You got young people. What you want to do when you grow up? Some people make positive steps. They want to be a ball player. Some people want to be, amen, into the military, an officer, such as, amen, a general or a captain. Some people, amen, want to excel at being a lawyer, being a doctor, a nurse, school teacher, policeman, postmaster, postman, officer, or whatever. These things may sound nice and good, but I want to let you know that Jesus can even make your life more better. And I'm telling you, some people feel like if you live a good moral life, you're doing fine. But I want to let you know, Jesus will make your life more sweeter. Because even though you may be living your life not being incarcerated in a local jail, or not being doing time in the state's prison system, or the federal prison system in the United States, but I'm going to let you know that Jesus will deliver you from the real problem, that is the prison life of sin. Because sin is the blame to cause people to fall into these different situations.
Amen.
Jesus come to get that sinful nature out of a person and place in you a brand new nature, the nature of Christ. That's the new birth, being boned again. And there's only one way to get boned again. That is through the blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Repentance lays the foundation that you repent of your sins and say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, I will live right. And then when Jesus forgives you of your sins, that lays the foundation that you will move toward sanctification, that you will receive that life in your soul to give you victory and power over the devil. Praise God. Because Jesus can do the part that we can't do, that is to take out that Adam nature of sin. A lot of people want to skip over that part, but I'm going to let you know, if you skip over it, you're going to still remain in sin. And how can you get your life straight and go to heaven with that sinful nature in you? I'm telling you, amen. People, we need to get it like the Bible said. Because the Bible declares in St. Matthew 5 and 8, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God.
Yes.
How can your heart be pure with that sinful nature still present in your heart? People, we need to wake up. Jesus come to get that sinful nature out of you. The blood of Jesus does two things. It not only will forgive you of your committed sins, But he will cleanse you, wash you, and take out that Adam nature of sin out of you. Place in you a brand new nature, the nature of Christ. That's the new birth, being boned again. I'm telling you, praise the Lord. We're going to get ready to amen, pick up on another broadcast. We're going to get ready for the powerful prayer of faith as we open this message up on today. So let us pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for the opening up today's message.
Amen.
Amen. Talking about the kingdom of God. Lord, look on the people with mercy. Those that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If forgive me of my sin, Lord, I live right. Blot out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. I want you to baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick, though they're sick in their bodies. I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, arthritis, the flu bug, the coronavirus, Lord, eye disease. Lord Jesus, amen. Irregular, amen, eye pressures. Whatever it is, Lord, deliver the people and set them free. Lord, amen, heal the people. Lord, praise our God. Touch the people that's incarcerated. Let them know you come to change their lives. Bring them out to go, cause them to go into a new direction. Amen. To make them brand new citizens in society. Lord, do these things. We will praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Just lift your hands up and say, thank you, Jesus. While you're praising God for your deliverance, here come our beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet.
Praise him, praise the Son, said, here I am, Lord. You mold me and make me what I need to be. And the Lord will do just that. But it's up to us to have the willing, open mind and willing heart to allow him to come in to mold us into who we need to be. Those behind prison bars, Ella Holmes, and I love you. As I often say, Jesus loves you even more. You are not thrown away. You are not forgotten. You are important to us, but most of all, you are important to Jesus Christ. He is there waiting for you to provide you what you need. Those in the free will, thank you for your prayer and support of our ministry. Continue to pray for us as we pray for you. And the Lord has a plan for you. He has a plan for every last one of us. But we have to allow him to mold us and make us to who we need to be. Remember that God loves with the everlasting love, and we do too. But the most of all, the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say. Whatsoever God has promised, he is able to perform. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Pray for Minister Velvet and myself that the Lord will open up more doors that we may get into more jails and prisons. And those you that's incarcerated can write our ministry for Bibles, other life-changing material. All material to prisoners are free. Spanish-speaking inmates can write up for Spanish material called Jesus Love, the Spanish-speaking people. Praise God. Amen. It's a pleasure being able to come into your places of confinement and your facilities to let you know about this wonderful salvation of Jesus Christ. May God bless you. Praise God. Amen. And this is your amen, praise of God, amen, Chaplain William Holmes, along with one of the companion missionary Velvet, saying that, if Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
This train is a clean train.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write, to request prayer, or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.